Here's another personal album with Anita. Yes, men, another song package from that 5'2" bundle of brunette loveliness for all you soldiers, sailors, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen. Men, you've got a date with...
Anita. Thank you, Harry, and hello again. Seems mighty fine to be back in our GI emporium of things zoological and other things melodic. As usual, I've a few last-minute reports on some of the antics of your favorite pets and mascots. But we'll hold those to answer first off a request from Seaman Nick Carter. Nick, you know where. Nick's request adds up to about a 2-minute discussion of things cosmic, emphasis being on the stratosphere. And we'll do our discussing directly from the original notes of one Irving Berlin, who long ago wrote of those blue skies in an unforgettable way. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right, noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but bluebirds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right, noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. That was Blue Skies for Nick Carter and for all you American airmen blazing those sky trails. To a note now from Private Wes Miller, who writes of his outfit's pet, a pigeon named Gus. According to Private Miller, and I quote, "Gus is a pretty nice little guy. We found him quite a while back with a badly injured wing. We've taken good care of him, and he's tip-top now. Some of the fellows think he's a carrier pigeon, but I don't think so myself. Why, the only thing he carries is the conversation resembling more a good loud squawk if he isn't fed on time." Well, there's nothing wrong with that, is there, Private Miller? But I'll bet you he's still the best-fed pigeon in the Army. Anyway, we'll delegate your letter with thanks to the file on bird life. And now, here's that song you asked for in your note.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone where we have walked together, remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You love me once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and the sorrow. For I people and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes. For flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely.
To Marines Simpson, Ruckavanna, Peters, Burge, Clower, and Miller, thanks for the grand letter. Makes us feel mighty fine here to know that we're coming through to you in good shape. And I'd like to pass on the thought to all you fellas everywhere. Drop a line our way for your favorite song and news of your pets or mascots. The address, case you've forgotten, Anita, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Keep those requests rolling into us, and we'll keep shooting them out to you. Now for those six solid Marines, Simpson, Ruckavanna, Peters, Burge, Clower, and Miller, here's a solid ballad in anybody's all-time list of hits. It Had to Be You. Why do I sigh? Why don't I try to forget? It must have been that something lovers call fate kept on saying I had to wait. I saw them all, just couldn't fall till we met. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wanted to run and finally found the somebody who could make me be true. And even be glad just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do for nobody else. Gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you. Had to be you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be false, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you. Had to be you. A letter here from Sergeant Jack Frederick with news of his pet dog, Superman. Superman, writes Sergeant Frederick, is unfortunately no Superman. As a matter of fact, he's a pint-sized toy bull. Just to show you what I mean, some of the other boys in my outfit went into town and came back with a cute little white rabbit. They brought the rabbit over to see Superman. Superman took one look and dived under the cot. We couldn't get him out from under that cot until dinner time, and then we had to have the help of a big bone. Anyway, we like him for what he is, and someday we hope he'll get up enough nerve to go right up to that rabbit and say, "Scram, Bob!" Fair enough, Sergeant Frederick. And when he isn't afraid of the rabbit anymore, introduce him to a medium-sized shadow, and he can go from there. But now, the song you asked for, a good old standby in any company, and nice to have around occasionally, that old feeling.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling when you came inside. I got that old feeling the moment that you danced by. I felt a
Well, gang, we'll have to write a close for this one. I'll be heading your way soon, and keep those requests heading my way. Till the next time, this is Anita saying, bye for now.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.